Hi, everyone. Matt Polka here with ACA's Cable Talk. We're here once again on the show floor of the 13th Annual American Cable Association National Cable Television Cooperative Independent Show in Anaheim, California at the Disneyland Hotel. And today we're going to hear from Patty Boyers of Boycom Communications in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and ACA's Vice Chair. So let's get started with Cable Talk. Welcome back, everyone, to Cable Talk. I'm here today with Patty Boyers from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, our Vice Chair at the American Cable Association. So let me first say thank you, Patty, not only for who you are and what your company stands for, but your service to our industry as Vice Chair of our association.
Thank you, Matt. It's a privilege and an honor to serve in this capacity. Really don't know how I got here, but here I am.
Well, you are a perfect example of the kinds of companies that we represent at ACA in Washington and make sure that their voices are heard. So before we get into your company, maybe let's talk about your role at ACA and working as Vice Chair with our board, and just about working with Washington in general as a small cable operator. What are some of the important things that you've learned, not only in your time working with us on our board at ACA, but also participating in Washington as an advocate and as a participant, about why Washington should be just as important for any smaller independent cable company walking this floor as any technology issue, operational issue, or customer service issue?
Well, first of all, in any business, politics are involved in your business.
That sure is true, isn't it?
And if you aren't involved in politics, they are certainly involved with you. In fact, if you look around in your office space, there is probably a corner that says Internal Revenue Service, that says FCC, that says, you know, any other governmental regulated, you know, entity. And so you got to be proactive. You got to be in the know. You've got to be on your toes, because they're affecting your business every day. Your bottom line, everything about your business, they're affecting every day. So everybody needs to be involved.
And it is possible for smaller businesses and smaller business people like yourselves to make a difference, because you've been very active in politics and politically for many, many years, and it does make a difference.
Definitely. One of the most important things that people need to understand is that everyone, including the President of the United States, all the way down to the guy reading your electric meter, they all put their pants on one leg at a time. And you build a relationship with people to the point that you don't necessarily know them, they know you, and you know them on a first name basis, and you become not necessarily friends with them, but they certainly know you on a professional basis. They know about your business, they know about your family, they know where you live, they know what issues you're concerned about, and that takes a long time. But nonetheless, the relationship in and of itself, to me, is the most important. Steve and I built relationships with folks that we brought to the ACA that I think might have helped ACA. They had a relationship with them, but not to the extent of the one I had with them. Mm-hmm. So I've been able to do that for the ACA. But the ACA has done many, many, many things for Boycom Cable.
And I think it's important when we think about Washington, about something you said, which is helping lawmakers and regulators understand the real issues and how they affect real people in real communities. And that's sometimes an issue and a reality that's oftentimes missed in Washington, because Washington is so often impacted by, you know, the bigger companies, not necessarily the smaller companies.
So there's so much noise, so many people and so many voices clamoring for the attention of an elected official, that if they lose sight of the premise of the reason why they're there, it's really hard for them to hear the smaller voices. That's why you have to be consistent. That's why you have to be there day in and day out, like ACA is on our behalf. And it's so important that us as members go on the days that we have those advocacy days, when we go to the Hill during the summit, when we have the other times during the year when we get the chance, when they're back in our districts, whenever they're back doing their meet and greets in their town halls, that every time that they pop into our county, they see our smiling face. But if you build a lifelong relationship with them, then we can pick the phone up and you can call them. And if it's in their interest and yours, usually you get a good result.
The important thing is building a relationship, that's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about your company. Tell us a little bit about Boycom.
Well, Boycom is a little tiny mom and pop, Southeast Missouri.
You're the mom.
I'm the mom. My husband's the pop. And we flip every morning to see who's in charge. Sometimes he is, sometimes I am. I have this trick coin, but I don't use it very often. Now, we are a first generation, built our very first system from scratch, acquired several other systems. We serve in 5 counties of southern, southeastern Missouri, not in the Boot Hill, but up to the Boot Hill. 4 of our 5 counties are perpetually impoverished. We serve in an area where Mark Twain National Forest is, where we have the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. So we have lots of opportunities to deal with federal agencies. And we're veterans at dealing with some of those agencies. So Forestry Service is a big one that we deal with on a permitting, annual permitting issues. You know, you have lots of people with the EPA and the Department of Natural Resources, and you're constantly dealing with these folks on easements and right-of-ways and things like that inside the national forests. So, densely, population, we do not have it. Everything we have is sparse. We have an average of 15 for homes miles passed. Wow. We are the only game in town for 4 of our 5 main systems. We have an overbuild situation in one of our systems where our flagship system is in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, in Butler County. And that was just simply, we had to put our system where it was so we could get on out
right.
to the further outskirts of the county.
So, I see.
And we've been in business for going on 26 years.
Sure have.
Haven't changed ownership, haven't done anything. So, I mean, we're still Boycom Cablevision.
Well, that's a wonderful story, and it's heartwarming because there are many, many companies like yours all across the country, which is why we exist, to make sure that your company and those 800 others, you know, have a voice. And it is important to note in your area as well how important, once again, working with the federal government is in your case, where you have to cross their lands to extend your plant, which means approvals and processes and applications and times and time for permitting and time for approval. And it's one of the things that we're working on at ACA to try to reduce certainly those barriers that make it more difficult for you to deploy broadband. But let me ask you this, when it comes to your service, okay? Your company is very, very local.
Yes.
How does local make a difference when, you know, Boycom is dealing with its customers and offering its services to your customer base?
Well, local makes name recognition. Local makes a huge difference. But that door swings both ways. You know, you might be sitting in Sunday school and somebody pops their head in your classroom and says, you know, Patty, I don't like to talk business at church, but did you know that you've got a line down on something County Road? Or, you know, somebody else say, well, I've been on the list to get, you know, we have 2 fiber to the home subdivisions that we're building. And I'll have somebody say, well, you know, we've been on the list for 3 weeks to get our drop buried, or, you know, things like that. That part of local is not as much fun. But the other part of local is whenever we can sponsor the food banks, when we can sponsor the elementary schools, when we can bring telemedicine to 3 of the rural clinics that used to have on-site services and now they just have a trailer that goes into these communities once a month. We provide high-speed broadband for telemarketing or for telehealth in 3 of the counties in very, very rural areas. And we do that all as a community service. Of course, we always sponsor the ball teams and the wrestling
sure.
teams and the soccer teams. And you see a little Boycom name on the back of shirts, green shirts all over Butler County. you know, that's something that we've always done as well. So people expect Boycom to sponsor the senior prom and, you know,
sure.
project graduation and all the many things that we do. In every parade, we have our bucket trucks and we throw out candy. And, you know, it's, I mean, everybody knows who Boycom is.
But see, that to me is what's so incredible. I mean, that, and also so powerful, simply because, yes, you're a company like many that supports local communities, but you're living there. You work there. That's your home.
Absolutely.
And when people do see you, whether it's at church or at the grocery store or whatever, they know you and they can approach you. And
that's
something
and
that
they
you can't
and
get.
And that's good.
And I also say to our members, too, accentuate your localness. I mean, really make that a key part of who you are and to show how much a part of the fabric of the community that you are
each and
every day.
Local is king. We pay lots of real estate taxes and lots of business taxes and pump back into the community every day. And that's something that not necessarily the residential customers or even some of the business customers know, but our local elected officials know that. They know that Steve and I are stellar contributing members of the community and that we've been there all of our lives, both born, raised, graduated from Poplar Bluff High School. Mm-hmm. Both of us went on to school but came back home to make our living there at home. There weren't people dying on street corners from starvation, so we figured Poplar Bluff couldn't be too bad a place to
right.
set up shop, so we did.
Good for you. So regarding your business, what would you say are your top two or three challenges, and how are you trying to overcome them right now?
The number one top challenge is deployment of DOCSIS 3.0 for our entire system as possible. We suffered a severe loss in 2017 with what is commonly called the 500-year flood of Current River. And we lost two systems completely, which equated to about 36% of our total revenue on a monthly
basis. I remember flying over that area one time going coast to coast, and they said we were over Poplar Bluff, and I looked down there and took a picture and sent it to you, and it was the most awful devastation by water I think I've ever seen.
We had aerial cable, fiber optic cable, that on a good day, clearance, is a good, 53 feet above the river. And we had our cable was flapping in the water because the flood stage for the current, it was 46.7 feet above the flood stage.
My goodness.
So above the 100-year flood. So it was a horrific event, but we were Johnny on the spot. We were the only ones that could get the telephone company, CenturyLink, and Windstream. Neither one, their COs were underwater. So they couldn't even provide hotspots because they were underwater. And we were able to come in and set up hotspots so at least the residents of Donovan could come to the county square and get out on their cell phones to let their family members know they were still alive.
Safe. Right.
The same thing in Van Buren. We helped set up in Carter County. We helped set up the special cell phones that there weren't any cell towers. There was no electricity to the cell towers that were hitting the repeaters, so they were doing the bag phones that the civil defense uses, and we were able to get a connection into them because that fiber didn't go down the river. We had our technicians spent the night on a cliff under a tent holding on to a guy wire to make sure that line didn't go down.
Wow.
It was amazing. We have some absolutely terrific folks that work with us. Nobody works for us. We've always just worked together. Everybody's
right.
And it's a very sobering thought when we have our Christmas party, which I cater for my own people. And we usually have about 40, 50 people. And you look around the room and you think about all of the shoes that you're providing, all the school supplies, all of the, you look at the groceries, the house payments that the little old company that Steve and I started are able to provide for these folks who are working with us. And it's a very sobering thought, Matt, when you think about the economy that you have created just because your husband wanted cable to his house. It's very sobering what the last 26 years has done for us.
Sounds like a labor of love, that's for sure, in many ways.
Well, it is. Yeah. Now, we've made some money. We've lost some money. But it's been a real consistent business for us.
So rebuilding after the flood is a challenge.
It is.
And you're ongoing and continuing with that. What are some other things that you're contending with?
Well, as always, for a small mom and pop, capital is always an issue for us. We aren't big enough to catch the eye of the capital investment people. And with thanks to the Congress, the Todd Frank bill for the community banks kind of neutered our only source of capital, which were the community banks. And so we've had to work with, and what saved us was relationships with the community banks we'd been with for 25 years.
Right.
So
right.
we were able to work with them. But primarily, the number one.
Here again, your localness. They knew where you were and where you lived and that you were a good people.
I can't say enough good things about the SBA disaster, direct disaster, because they came right in, assessed what was going on, knew that we needed to get back up as quickly as possible. And, you know, there are lots of bad things that are said about government agencies. And I'll be the first one to say the bad things about a government agency. But I can't say enough good things about the SBA as a whole and what they were able to do for us.
Well, that's terrific.
So Capital is big.
Capital's huge. And to your point about the SBA, we were very pleased, as you know, to have the SBA come and speak to us at our summit in March of 2018. And hopefully we'll have them back again at our summit next year in 2019, which, by the way, folks, is March 19, 20, and 21, 2019. And you can get more information about that soon at acasummit.org. Patty, tell me what difference broadband, being able to provide broadband, has made to your company.
I believe that naturally when we started, we were just cable TV. And then with the advent of the broadband, and it became evident that cable providers with the type of plant that they had were the obvious deliverer of choice for that venue. And then we started deploying fiber optics, and then we started hooking up the schools, and then the hospitals, and then the sheriff's department. And what that has done for us is it has elevated us in the eyes of our community as not only a provider of entertainment, but as a provider of a lifeline service that that is essential. I liked what was said earlier today, and one of the it's essential as water, the internet service, you know,
right.
And that and the more you can provide, the more they use, and it's kind of like water, you know. So
yes, very much so.
Broadband is the vehicle that is driving the economy of Boycom today. We still have content, obviously. It provides about 41% of our revenue. So,
and that's always a challenging part of the business.
That is a very challenging part of the business. And it goes down every month. But the broadband goes up every month, and as we continue
to deploy,
in terms
of subscribership,
absolutely,
right.
In terms of subscribership. So as we grow in broadband, we are looking for alternatives to provide the content to our customers, just like everybody else is. The challenge we have, Matt, is that in our area, there's no way to get a lot of the over-the-top programming. It's just not there yet. We just can't get it. We're kind of like that ripple on that pond, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We like to sit back and see whatever the big guys are doing and they do it.
I see.
And whenever that, you know, that stone drops in the middle of a pond, it makes ripples all the way to the edge. We're out there on the edge.
At
the big
edge.
Guys are in the middle.
Right.
So
right.
We just wait to find out
what
they
do. But it's coming, and you're getting it there.
It is coming.
That's
for sure.
It gives
us the opportunity to wait for it to get less expensive.
Right.
And eventually bring to our folks what they need. What we need desperately is, you know, an end user answer to those folks that live out in those hills and those hollers.
Right.
That, you know, you might go 3 or 4 miles before you get to the home.
Right.
And it's in Mark Twain National Forest. And it's, you know, there are so many challenges. So we're looking to the wireless.
Right.
We're looking to the fixed wire as well as wireless combinations. We deploy a lot of that in our systems now. The persons to get it to everybody is your local operator, the person that's sitting right there, you know, sitting right there, already in that community, already working. Get them the funds that they need to move on out, and they can build it for them, much less expensive.
Well, Patty, we are here literally on the show floor of our 13th annual independent show here in the Disneyland Hotel. It's been such a great day so far. We've had terrific speakers. I'm looking out and seeing a number of wonderful exhibits. So let me ask you this as we bring this episode of Cable Talk to a close. What's impressed you so far in terms of the speakers you've heard from today? And when you're walking the floors, what are you looking for and learning?
Well, honestly, I didn't think we could top last year's. And this year is even better. It's just like the state fair, man. It's bigger and better every year.
Yeah.
This venue, this event hall, is much larger than we have had in the past for the independent show. And each of the vendors I speak with, they're tickled to be here. This is one of the fine industries where you can get your vendors, who are competitors with each other,
mm-hmm.
together in the same room.
Everybody's working
in the same. But we have a combination of not just programmers, hardware, insurance, billing software, security systems, you name it. Any possible thing that you could possibly sell in this industry is represented here today. Gives these folks an excellent opportunity to put a face with a business that's a potential or an already long-time customer of theirs. Plus, it gives us a chance to put a face or at least see something new that's out there going on. I mean, we keep our nose at the grindstone in Southeast Missouri. We might not see what's going on
right
with the rest of the world. But this is a wonderful facility. We're really enjoying ourselves.
Well, good. How about the speakers? Today we had, ACA was able to bring to the independent show well-known Frank Luntz, political commentator, pollster, communicator. He had a lot in his 30-minute presentation where he packed a lot of advice to member companies about how they can better serve their customers. What were your takeaways?
I love Frank Luntz. You know, I watch him all the time. He's really kind of dry. Didn't know he was quite so funny. but you get him in a different setting than national television, and he is a little more entertaining. But he had so many wonderful things to say to us, you know, to change our verbiage, to help us stop being so centrist and more customer-oriented and just to say the right words. And mm-hmm. words are really important in our industry, the mm-hmm. telecommunications business.
Sure
the
is.
The technology business.
Yep,
not
that's
the
right. That's
we're
right.
The technology.
We're the technology business. That's right.
So mm-hmm. I really enjoyed him. I wrote down almost everything the man said, took pictures of those slides, and then you said, oh, I'll provide everybody
we'll
with those
provide
slides.
We'll provide the slides. That's right. So, we will provide the slides.
Those will be invaluable.
Well,
I can't wait. I'm going to get both of his books.
Well, terrific. Terrific. Well, Patty Boyers, it is so nice to have you here on Cable Talk. Thank you so much for all you do in your communities to serve them each and every day. And thank you so much for your service to the American Cable Association.
Thank you, Matt. I sleep well at night knowing ACA is doing their job.
It is our privilege to do so. So that's another edition, folks, of Cable Talk here on the show floor at the 13th Annual Independent Show. Don't forget, you can find Cable Talk podcasts where you get your podcasts on Apple at Podomatic, Podomatic. Or at Google Play. Plus, you can also get our American Cable Association, ACA Cable Talk, at our website, americancable.org/thehub. And don't forget, always subscribe, rate, and review. We'll see you next time on Cable Talk.